Long, long ago, many ages after God had created the world, God saw how wicked and hurtful the people on earth had become, and how everything they thought and planned was mean-hearted. When he saw this, he was very sad and upset. He said, "I'm sorry I ever made them." God said, I will bring floodwaters upon the earth to wash everyone and everything away. I'm going to wipe out these violent people and animals and birds and reptiles from the earth. But God was pleased with Noah. Of all the people on the earth, Noah was the one person who was good and who lived in a kind and honest way in God's sight. And so God told Noah to build an ark. He said, "Get some good lumber and build a great boat. Make it 300 cubits long, that's about 600 feet, and 50 cubits wide, that's about 100 feet wide, and 30 cubits high, that's 60 feet high." God said, "Make the boat 3 stories tall and put rooms inside it and cover it with tar inside and out." So Noah went about making the ark. It took him years and years. Noah carried the gigantic beams. And he nailed boards together. And he probably accidentally hit his thumb a few times. But finally, after many years, the boat was finished. Now God said to Noah, "Take into the ark with you 7 pairs of animals that can be used for sacrifice, and 1 pair of all the others. Bring into the boat a male and female of every kind of animal and reptile and bird, and take every kind of food, everything that you will need for yourself and your family and for all the animals. In 1 week, I am going to send the floodwaters that will destroy everything that breathes on the earth. But I promise that you and your family and all the creatures in the ark will be safe." Then the animals started to come. There were sheep and dogs and octopuses. Anyway, with all those animals, there was a lot of howling and roaring and hissing. And mooing.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Wait a minute, I said mooing, not squeaking. And squishing. But finally, everything was ready. All the animals were in the ark. And by the time Noah went into the boat with his wife, his sons, and his sons' wives, he was 600 years old. Wow. You can say wow even though it's not up there. Then God slammed the door shut. I hope nobody's toes were in the way. And then the storm began. The wind began to blow. And the rain came, slowly at first, then harder. And then all the fountains of the deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and a deluge came over the earth. And the people who didn't get into the boat were yelling. It was bedlam, but the rain continued for 40 days and nights. And the water became deeper and deeper until it lifted the ark up so that it floated high above the ground on the surface of the water. The ark rocked back and forth in the rain and in the wind. And then God made the rain subside. The mighty flood was so deep that even the highest mountain peaks were covered under the deep water. And the waters would remain on the earth for 5 months. Except for the ark, except for who and what was in the ark, Not a bird or an animal or a reptile or a human being was left alive anywhere on the earth. God made a wind to blow over the earth so that the water would begin to dry up and subside. At the end of 150 days, the waters had abated, and on the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest in the mountains of Ararat. And the waters continued to go down until finally the tops of the mountains could be seen. Noah waited for another month, and finally he opened the window of the ark. He sent forth a dove to see if there was dry land. And that evening she came back to him, and look, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had gone down, but he waited another 7 days, and he sent forth the dove again, and this time she did not return to him anymore. Then God said to Noah, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your daughters-in-law, and bring all the creatures from the ark, that they may swarm on the earth, and be fruitful, all of you creatures, and fill the earth." And the animals left the ark, howling and roaring and hissing and mooing and squishing. And when Noah came out of the ark, he built an altar and made offerings to God. And when God saw this and he smelled the offerings, God said in his heart, "Never again will I punish the earth and the creatures in it. Even though people think and do bad things, I will never again destroy everything as I did this time. As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, and cold and heat, and winter and summer, and day will follow night." God said to Noah and his family, "I'm going to make this solemn promise to you and to all human beings and all creatures in the future. See, I have put a rainbow in the sky." "See, I have put a rainbow in the sky, and the rainbow will be my sign." "The rainbow will be my sign of this promise, that even when rain clouds come, never again will I let the flood waters destroy all life. And when I see the rainbow, I will always remember this promise that I have made with all the living beings on the earth." The end. So the idea here is that at the end of the story, there's a covenant, a promise that's made by God to all people, but in turn that we need to make with each other and with all things on the earth. And we become that rainbow of promise. And so the song that we're going to sing now to close up this part of the service is called "We Are the Rain and We Are the Rainbow." We are the creative power in the world. We're the rain and the rainbow. So did anyone not get a copy of the song that needs one? We have extras. You can look on with somebody. Okay. So we're going to sing it through. There are two verses. We'll sing through the two verses twice. So we'll all sing it together the first two times. And, you know, I'll just sing loud, and if you feel comfortable, you can sing it out. And then when we finish the first round through, the kids can go to their activities in the parish hall, and we'll sing the song through again as an adult congregation.